This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host this week. He's actually here. Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. There's a little snafu last week, Bingo.
It's not my fault.
I know. I'm not blaming nobody.
Typical remodeler. It's not his fault.
I think it was probably my fault. How's that? Let me take the heat. It's good to see you. How you been?
Well, yeah, it's like plaster. Your plaster is crooked. Oh, don't worry. It'll dry straight.
And if it doesn't, call us at Creative Construction. Yeah. Call those guys. They know how to do this. Everything's good for you?
Oh, that's good. But we're really, we're getting really, really busy. Big deal coming up next week.
Big deal. Yeah. And we're, you know what? What's fun is our special guest knows all about it because he's done a few of these shows. John Damey from Damey Construction. You've been at a couple of these.
One or two, Mike, over the years.
Hey, I thought I'd see you last night, by the way.
I've been kind of under the weather, so I stayed home. So.
Well, the Thomas More girls basketball team played at Martin Luther last night.
Yes, they did.
Then the boys team played after.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when they stack them like that because we don't get to see the boys play too often. So.
It was a rough night for the Cavaliers last night.
It was, and well, with the girls, I mean, four of their top players are out.
Right.
You know, so how do you compete? And you know, as a coach, you know,
it's hard.
You lose your four best players, and then you still try to pump the rest of the team up to win, and it's very difficult.
Yeah, and the Martin Luther girls team is really good.
They always have been.
Yeah, they're a talented group, and I was looking around the gym for you, and then when it got to be about, I don't know, 30 to 4 or something, I was hoping I didn't see you because I didn't want to hear about it. Everything good for you?
Yeah, actually, other than, you know, being sick under the weather for the last week or so, you know, which is just...
I've got the Lysol spray, just I keep spraying it at you.
There you go. But business is good, so we're doing well. We're getting ready for the home show next weekend, so life is good, you know. You just keep chugging away.
Yeah, that home show's coming. The spring show is a biggie, and, you know, we started talking about it, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, just getting people ready. And, in fact, and I haven't even told our producer yet, but we're going to do something different today. We're going to do something different. We are going to open up the phone lines at 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. And any question you have when it comes to remodeling,
sure.
You can call in. If you call in with a question, we'll give you a pair of tickets to the show. That's not bad, right?
No, that's a good deal.
Man,
I love it. I love the, you know, it's like being at the show because people walk into your booth. One person wants to talk about a kitchen remodel. The next one, wants to do an addition. The couple after that, they're looking for a new roof.
So. Right. So 799-1250, and we're going to talk a lot about the show in this first segment. But John Namey from Namey Construction, Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin, can answer just about any question. If they can't, they'll send you to
Nary member. I'll tell you about the knowledge. You know, I take a lot of credit for being the head teacher at Nary, but John was my teacher back when I first started, when we first started. Me and Bob Sebastian were the teachers back then.
Did he bring an apple or anything? Was he a good student?
No, he was a terrible student. He's a much better plaster man than he is a student.
Well, he's a really good plaster guy.
He is. So. He's outstanding. He's the guy that I use. You know, it's amazing. In our business, you know, if I don't have somebody that I need or if I need to expand my trade partners, I go into the Nary book. And I look at the Nary book and, you know, a lot of the guys I know, some of them I use, you know, some of them I don't just because, you know, nothing personally or against them. But, you know, that's my resource when I need – a new concrete guy or a new plaster guy. Or, well, a couple weeks ago, we were doing some work at a law firm, and they want us to do a nice sign for their conference room. I don't do signs, you know, so where did I go? I went into the Nary book, and there is a great company who does signs and printing, and there you go. They're taking care of us.
Man, and that's how this thing works. And I'll tell you what, if you head over to the show, which is next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it is February 15th through the 17th at State Fair Park. There's a lot of things going on. And if I want to talk about the Skills USA part of it, there's nobody better than Bingo Emmons being in studio. 17 teams from 11 schools participating at the last point that I read. Is that correct, Bingo?
Oh, yeah. It's a good event. Zach and Michelle are behind the setup of that. I can't even talk to them right now. They're so focused on that event.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's a really good event. If you don't know what we're talking about, the Skills USA, and let me tell you some of the schools that are involved. I love the fact there's a number of teams in a couple of schools from this area. Bradley Tech has a team. Hartford has a team. Muskego's got a number of teams. New Berlin West has a number of teams. And what they do, and we've talked about it quite a bit, so I'll just give you the Reader's Digest, but there's four high schoolers to a team. And they come in on Thursday. They'll get they had a chance to meet everybody. They'll get blueprints for what they're going to build.
That's about the only time they get to talk to their teachers about it, because when the competition starts,
They're
on their own. There's no help from parents. There's no help from teachers, guidance counselors, whoever's there. They're on their own.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, this is just a phenomenal program that Nary has gotten involved in. You know, this is one of our biggest problems is finding people that want to work in our industry. And here's, a whole bunch of high school kids that want to be in the industry.
Yeah, it just brings you hope, just hope that, you have people that, they want to get, want to work with their hands. The whole years and years and years, go to college, get good grades, do all that kind of job. I'm not against going to college, but I mean, just saying, if you're looking for a career.
Right.
And that pays money, it's
Not everybody's suited for college.
Right. No, and John, both of you guys went to college.
Yep. Yeah.
Both of you guys went to college, and that certainly helped you in the career that you're in.
I went to college to get out of this business.
Did you?
Didn't work out very well.
I went to college. My dad's a big union plaster contractor. I went to college. I wanted to get out. I didn't want to do anything part of it. My dad's like, okay, well, as soon as I got out, he's like, hey, can you come home and help me out a little bit? I haven't left.
You have not left. And Zach is right there.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah. Zach went through his little phase where he wasn't going to do it. Now Zach is. He's taking over the company. I mean, it's him. That's what he's doing.
So, look, when you come over to the Spring Home Improvement Show, again, at State Fair Park, and if you're coming or if you want to come, boy, this kind of weather, you want to get out of the house.
Absolutely.
Call in. And what we'll do, if you call and ask any question, and you can ask a question on a job that you're doing now, that you're thinking about doing, or what you're going to see when you come to the show next weekend, because we can kind of talk about some of the members that will be there. We can talk a little bit about how the show is going to be run, and I'm going to be involved in a number of events there, so I'm looking forward to that. Give us a call at 414-799-1250, and to talk about a project that you're thinking about doing, and these guys can kind of help you through. If you're in the middle of a project and you want some advice, whether it's an addition, bathroom, kitchen,
whatever.
And in fact, later in the show, we're going to talk about 10 things to know about finishing a basement. It seems to me that a lot of people are thinking about that, because when I do send an email saying you're coming on,
right,
and I'll just do a quick bio on you, and I got three questions, two of them were about, hey, we're going to finish our basement. You know what? Come springtime, we're going to get this thing done with questions. So if you have, again, questions, 799-1250, get a free pair of tickets to the show coming up next weekend. Hey, Bingo, when people come to the spring show, it's different than when they come to the fall show.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, when you come to the, it's an event. It's something else. When you come to the spring show, come prepared. I'm telling you what you do is write the questions that you're looking for, because when you get there, your head will start spinning so much you'll forget why you even went to the show.
Right.
There's so much going on. Come prepared and say, okay, like you're going to come into a basement. I just ran into a financial advisor yesterday. He says, hey, I really want to remodel my basement. Can you help? And I says, well, you know what? No problem. Here's a couple of tickets. Come next weekend, and you can meet some people and introduce people about that. But what I was telling people to do is make sure that you write down your questions of what you're going to ask for. If you're coming here for windows, you're coming for like, I want to do things, you come in and talk to them, because well, you will get so distracted by so much stuff to
right.
look at.
And things that, there. Again, you're going to come with some wants, but you're going to walk away going, boy, you're going to want to have some needs that you have to have. I need three windows. I got to get three windows. I'm going to go over and talk to the people at Pella.
I make your list detailed. I want three. Right. What kind of windows you want? Because you walk in and all of a sudden they're solar power. They open and close. When it rains, they automatically right. shut. You can really just a lot of stuff to play with
hey,
and look at.
Hey, by the way, I was actually with some of the Pella window and door people this week. And Gina said, "How's my boy Bingo doing?" I said, "He's doing good."
You gotta like Gina.
She said, "Please tell him I say hello," which is awesome. Again, we're gonna open up the phone lines 414-799-1250 if you have a question. You get a free pair of tickets to next week.
First up, we have Steve and Brown Deer on the line.
That's excellent. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's your question?
My question is if you could. Kind of talk about the pros and cons of putting in a metal roof versus a traditional roof.
Yeah, you bet. Hey,
sure.
John, go ahead.
Well, there are some differences. A metal roof is going to last a lot longer. You know, they're more of a 50-100-year roof, depending on what kind of roof you put on. You have some choices. So it's more of a substantial investment. A traditional asphalt roof isn't going to last that long. So
not as long as a metal roof. One question, hey, Steve, yep. One question I always get from people is my cell phone, you know, is it going to work with a metal roof? Is there some things that are going to not work as well in my home? And John, when I talk to people that do metal roofs, they go, look, that's not the case.
Right, no, absolutely not. The metal roof isn't going to distract or, you know, break up your cell phone coverage or anything. The biggest thing is going to be the look of the roof is going to be totally different than an asphalt roof. The longevity of the roof. So, I mean, actually, I just had a roof put on my house. You know, I'm 62 years old. You know,
you
I don't
good.
Need to invest. Well, that I have a face for radio,
yeah,
you
go.
Know. I don't need to invest for a metal roof. I'm not going to be in my house 50 years. Well, I hope I will be, but I kind of doubt it, you know. So we went with a traditional asphalt roof. So that's one of your biggest decisions. How long you want to put it on, you know, how long you want the roof to last versus how long you're going to be in the house. And because there is a substantial difference in the cost of both roofs.
One follow-up question, actually two follow-up questions. The first is, okay, if you put a metal roof on, will it improve saleability? And the second one is, if you wanted to add solar panels, would it be a problem adding that on?
As far as the saleability, I believe it is an upsale ticket item. So people look at that because of that, you know, if you have somebody who, let's say you have a millennials that are looking to buy a house, you know, they're 35 years old, you know they're not going to have to deal with that roof for the rest of their life if they stay in that house that long.
Okay.
As far as the solar panels, I believe that there are systems that, you know, they can use to install right over that roof. So
nope.
should not be a problem either way.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot. And we have your name. We'll put your name at Will Call, and I'll have a pair of tickets for the Nary Show again coming up next weekend. February 15th, 16th, and 17th at State Fair Park. Again, thank you so much for the call. We're going to get you a break, giving away a pair of tickets, any phone call. You have any questions, and you see John just rolls with it, man. He knows, he's been in this business a bit.
A year or two.
You give us a call, 414-799-1250. Any question for these guys, Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction in Wisconsin, or John Namey from Namey Construction, you can go to nameyconstruction.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, and Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Our special in-studio guest, John Namey from Namey Construction. Go to nameyconstruction.com. So, guys, we're giving away a pair of tickets for people that call in that want to come over to the spring show, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. And, you know, one of the things that we talk a lot about, especially prior to that show and during the show, is how to hire a professional remodeler. And it's interesting to me that when I first started doing the show, people would say, man, you don't know anything about this stuff. I said, no, but I know who to hire.
Right.
And the longer I do the show and the more I hang out with guys that are Nary members like you guys, it makes it easy. You know,
What's good about Nary is Nary does that for you.
Right.
Nary makes sure that they're legit companies. They got insurance. They got licenses. If you have a problem, they have an ethics board. You can call up and you can complain about something. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, when you do that, over 700 members, member companies that have met the association's very stringent. Look, you don't just sign up and say, okay, I'm a Nary member. You know, you don't sign up, send a check. They go through a number of things. So when you're looking to hire a professional remodeler, right now the best thing to do, I think, is to go next weekend.
Absolutely.
That show.
I mean, you're not only, you know, you're talking to the best remodelers in the area. You know, you need some face time. And I tell people that come to the show all the time, you know, they'll walk into my booth and tell me, I've never done this before. What should I be doing? I says, well, you're at the right place. This is the Nary Home Remodeling Show. You know, all the best remodelers are here. But you need to walk around and talk to different companies and see who you're comfortable with, because we're going to come into your house for a day, a week, 6 months, 8 months, depending on the project that you want. If you're not comfortable talking to us now, when there's a problem and you have a question, you're not going to be comfortable then.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's huge. And, you know, when you're looking at some of these projects that you're making a very substantial investment in your home, that's critical. You have to have trust and faith and be comfortable with your remodeling company so that you can sit down and talk to them about whatever it is.
Yeah, another one of advice I forgot to give earlier is that people I want to go shop on price. I'm gonna go get three contractors, you know, and that's you got to have a good rapport. So that's what was good about the show. If you come in and talk to his contractor, so you have a good rapport for him. You know, John's company might be, you know what, you're just clicking off, bam, 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 bam. I work for some of John's customers. John's customers are his best friends by the time he leaves. I mean, you got to make sure that when you get done, because when we get done with a job, we become friends with the people we work with.
Look, I will give you a perfect example. Randy Miller did our roof, and he did our roof a while ago. Very happy with it. Got out of the show on Saturday. Terry was gone. I got home, and there was a drip coming in from the ceiling, and it was through one of the can lightings that we have in the kitchen, and I freaked out. You know, I've been here, you know, since 4 o'clock. It's now 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've got to get ready to go see my grandson play. I called him. I took a little video of it, called him, and the first thing he said was, get off the ledge. It's okay. Just relax. And look, I know Randy because of the show and stuff, and he's a friend of mine, but he's the guy that did the roof. So I called right away, and he said, look, what I'm seeing is condensation. Just relax. It'll be okay. You had a lot of snow up there, and it melted. So that was... You know, that's what you're talking about. And I don't care if I know him or not. If he's working at your house, you're going to have a cell number. And you're going to be able to call him on Saturday, too. That's the way you guys operate. Who do we have next?
We have Mike in Oconomowoc on the line.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling. You're going to get a pair of tickets to the show next weekend. We'll send them out on Monday. What's your question?
We bought a house in Oconomowoc that we're remodeling and are going to remodel this summer. And the house we're coming from, we've had a lot of freezing problems because our washer and dryer hookup was on an outside wall, and, of course, the kitchen sink is on an outside wall. So we're trying to make sure that we don't make the same mistake, and we have most of the stuff on inside walls. But I'm having a problem because so many people like to have their kitchen sink by the window, and I'm wondering if there's a good way of insulating that or if I'd be better to put the stove by the window and put the sink in a different spot. sure. maybe on an island or something.
Well, I mean, with the kitchen sink being by the window, that's pretty traditional. The biggest thing with that is the water supply line should not run in the wall. They should actually go down, straight down through the bottom of the cabinet, not being in the wall. That's going to eliminate that problem right there.
Okay. And then maybe some like foam insulation on the outside of the house? In the
well, and the house that you're looking at, is it a newer home or is it an older home? Cause
no, it's an older home, and we're actually going to re-side it so we could take the siding off, and then it's got that fiberboard instead of plywood.
Okay.
So we were thinking of taking the we're going to put new windows in, so we were thinking of taking it down to the frame and then reframing out for new windows and then putting regular plywood on and then new siding.
Well, when they do that, I would do some investigation and see what kind of insulation you have in the walls. Before you put the new siding on, you know, if they need to go through and drill holes and put some either blown in or bad insulation on there, since you're doing new windows, though, you know, the windows would be first. That's the best step. And then when you look at your siding, then look at the insulation of the house itself. And that's the time to address that problem. You can either re-insulate the walls or insulate the walls if there is no insulation in the walls. Your siding contractor can also add, you know, a piece of 1-inch or 2-inch insulation on the outside of the wall before they put the siding on, too, depending on what they find.
Sure. Great.
That's excellent.
We're excited to come to the show next weekend and see, you know, what we can learn, too.
Well, you know what? When you go there, what booth are you in, John?
We are in booth 1427 and 1526.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, stop by. I can talk to you a little bit more about it.
Excellent.
Sure, appreciate it. Thank
you
very much.
We'll send those tickets out on Monday, and I really appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot.
I do, too. Thank you. You helped me a lot.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, that's with this kind of weather that we've had, those questions.
Sure.
Last week we had Jesse from Milestone Inn.
Right.
And it's funny because, Terry, my wife kept hearing that you should leave your faucets drip.
Just dripping a little bit. It depends on where the faucet is.
Well, and she said, look, and that's great if you're going to babysit that faucet.
Right.
Are you going to check it? Or are you going to do it and then go to bed and sleep for the night?
Right.
Because if you're going to do that, don't do it. And here's why. And explained it. And it's really interesting because Terry heard this a couple of times. And with Jesse, who is as good as they get.
Oh, she's phenomenal.
She's phenomenal. And she said, look, if you're going to sit and watch it and check it each hour, that's great. But if you're going to set it and forget it and let it drip, don't do it. And here's why. And explained it. And so, look, a guy like Mike, who's to be able to call in and then be able to get a couple tickets to the show, he'll come see you next week. And by that time, he's going to have 4, 5, or 6 more questions for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the beauties of the show. You can go from booth to booth and talk to people about windows, about insulation, about siding. You know, you have all the resources that you need at one location for the show, for whatever you want to do to your home.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to do this. This has been great. A couple of really good calls. If you call in with a question for John Namey from Namey Construction or Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin, we'll give you a pair of free tickets for next week's show. It's the Spring Home Improvement Show, February 15th, 16th, and 17th at State Fair Park. A lot of really good guests coming, too. So when you walk around to each booth, if you get a little tired, if you want to grab something to eat, or you want to take a break and go over to the stage, Mad Dog and Merrill, backed by popular demand. Those guys are great. I get the chance to introduce these guys all the time. Melinda Myers will be there. She just draws a really good crowd. Yeah, Bingo, do you know, when the first time I had to introduce her, it was funny because I see her here a couple times a month, and I was really nervous. She's Melinda Myers. And I told her, I was really nervous before I got to know you, and you're a lot funnier than I thought. And she goes, you're nervous for me? I go, you're the plant doctor. She goes, you got to be kidding. Just cut it out, McGivern.
Just plain people like all of us.
Yeah, no doubt. Leroy Butler will be there. Nick Kersner will be there. We're going to do the Guess the Price game show. Sean O'Neill, who is Master Chef, He, tell you what, he's going to be on stage, and I'm looking forward to introducing him. He'll be there on February 16th at 4 o'clock. So I look forward to that. Guys, we'll continue this conversation again, 414-799-1250. If you call in with a question, we'll have a pair of tickets for you, and we'll send them out on Monday so you get them in plenty of time for next week's Spring Home Improvement Show. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Home Improvement Show, starring Mike McGivern, who had to leave for a temporary moment. So it's me. I'm going to be your host, Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction Wisconsin, Inc., and John from Nimi Construction.
Yep, Nimi Construction.
Yeah. Anyways, I was just talking to John off the air here. I was just got a customer to ask me about a basement and stuff. And what do you really specialize in? What's your favorite project to do?
You know, I don't know that I have one because we do such a wide variety. You know, we do kitchens, we do baths, we do basements, lower levels. We do a couple of additions every year. So, you know, and I think that's part of why I got into this business, because every home is different. Every project is different, so I really enjoy the variety of the different projects that we do.
Yeah, it's like, man, I get a challenge here because, you know, everybody can do a ceiling or something. You know, we get those all the time.
Sure.
I love when someone comes in and says, like, shows me a picture and you want to recreate something that you saw before. I got a texture that says, I always wanted a house that looks like this. I love working on those projects.
I had a customer, same thing with her kitchen. She had her blueprints from her house. The house was like 15 years old. And then she was on the internet and she found some pictures of her kitchen. And she's like, I want this kitchen. What do I need to do? You know, the kitchen in the house is not big enough for me to have this kitchen. Can we redesign or move walls so that I end up with this kitchen? You know, and I looked at it and I says, absolutely. You know, I'll work on it and see what we can come up with. And then we'll go from there.
So, you know, I always wanted to know if you guys were problem solvers. So I stepped out and just thought I'm not going to come back in until we come out of break and see how those guys handle it.
You know, that's,
you don't even need me anymore.
That's one of the biggest differences between new construction and remodeling, is solving the problems
right.
that you open up in the walls.
Yeah, you know? Do you ever open a wall and you're not surprised by something? I mean, there's always something, right?
Yeah, no, over the years, I've seen a lot, but we're always surprised. We're doing a job in New Berlin right now, and they ripped down the soffits in the kitchen, and oh my God, how many electrical wires and plumbing and heat ducts that were in the soffits. Usually, you know, there's a couple of wires maybe that need to be relocated, but this was major mechanicals that were in the soffit area.
Oh man.
And even Lee, my project manager, called me. He's like, you got to come and take a look at this, man. I've never seen anything like this before.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about too. It just happened to me too, just a couple of weeks ago. Zach calls me up and he's like, Dad, you got to come here. We just took the ceiling down. You got to come here and check this out. And I said, Zach, you got it handled. I said, come on, Zach. Jesus, you've been doing this your whole life. What's wrong with it? I went there. Oh my God, he was right.
Exactly.
Was right? He literally could push the whole second floor up and down with just his hands. He's like pushing up and down. I said,
oh my God.
Boy, I never seen this before. Yeah, you're right, Zach. We got an issue here. Okay. Good call.
When we had our new furnace put in, we were just during the break talking. We had the same problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had to change out filters, whatever. But when we had that new furnace put in, Terry and I were up north in Waupaca, and Wayne and his group from First Choice came over, and I got a call, and they said, hey, look, my guy who's been doing this forever said he's never seen anything like it. Have you had squirrel problems? I go, yeah. Yeah, I felt like Elmer Fudd trying to chase that squirrel around my house with a pellet gun. Why? He said, wait till I send you these pictures. Well, they built a nest in that chimney that I didn't know about. And he said, my guy, Wayne was like, my guy said, you should probably be dead, just so you know. And he's not cleaning it up. I thought, well, there's a couple of leaves and a stick. There was enough to make a fort. I'm telling you, it was bad. Hey, we got another caller.
Jim in Milwaukee on the line for
us. Jim in Milwaukee. Jim, congratulations. You're going to get a free pair of tickets to next week's Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. What's your question?
Well, previously someone mentioned about the pipes going into the exterior wall for hot and cold water and freezing.
Yes.
I actually have that problem during the cold days of the winter. I got the pipes that are actually they freeze up for the period of time. What is the best solution? I do actually have we reran some piping with PEX going up, but it still goes into the cavity and it does freeze. Is there an option for that or?
Excuse me. You do have a number of different options as far as that is concerned. Trying to relocate and getting those supply lines out of that exterior wall cavity is going to be your best solution. You can also try opening up the wall cavity and insulating behind there. But when it gets down to 30 below, which it doesn't do too often, strange things happen all the way around. Your best solution is to put those pipes inside the warm envelope of the house. That way you know you're not going to have any problems down the road.
Same thing where the outlets are. We get a lot of, in the real cold with the blowing, we get a ton of cold air coming in. Probably is it best to insulate, pulling the outlets out and insulate behind or...
Well,
from the exterior.
Part of that is the outlets are not insulated. You don't want to pull the outlet out and just stuff insulation inside right. The electrical box. You don't want to do that.
Right.
Is this an older house in Milwaukee?
Yeah, it's built in 1897.
Well, there you have it right there. That's
the
chance of
insulation is zero.
Right. Yeah. Back when that house was built, they didn't insulate anything. Right.
Hey Jim, I see your address and I know you're close to the lake. That's a beautiful neighborhood that you live in. Those houses are absolutely gorgeous, but they were built a long time ago.
Right. Energy was cheap. Insulation was non-existent at that point.
Hey, that's interesting. The outlets on I've not heard that part before. Wait, what did you say the answer for him was on that?
The house was remodeled on that backside. But
it's an air barrier problem.
Insulation in.
Right.
Hey, does the backside face the east?
It's facing the west.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Well, and with the outlets, you might be able, and I don't know if you take the cover plate off, you're going to want to shut the power off to that outlet.
Yep.
Take the cover plate out. You might be able to sneak a hose from a spray foam can of insulation between the outlet box and the plaster or the drywall and blow some spray foam insulation, not inside the box, but around the box.
Outside the box.
Yeah, right. Because what's happening is, especially in those old homes, you have your siding, you have your sheathing, no insulation, and then you have your plaster on the inside. There's no insulation.
You're going to a gold mine of people that would love to help solve your problem.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Weekend. Yeah.
Hey, Jim, look, I've seen the list, and I know the guys at Current Electric really well, but that'd be a question, too, to say,
sure.
Hey, look, here's a question that I have. We'll send those two tickets out on Monday. Jim, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it. Look forward to going to the show.
Man, we appreciate the phone call. We'll meet you next week. Okay, we're giving away a pair of tickets to anybody that calls with a question for John Namey. He's from Navy Construction. We've had roof, electrical, right?
Insulation.
Freezing pipes.
Little bit of everything.
There's contractors, and then there's like graduated contractors. He's a CR. He's like top notch. I mean, he's like the master, the master right. problem, the scholars. He's one
he
of those
He was the teacher, Matt.
Yeah, I know. He was my teacher. He's a teacher's teacher.
Other than that whole Marquette High kind of tie that you had, you're not a bad
guy. Hey, be nice now.
Coach Maz just walked in. You're not a bad guy. Hey, again, we are giving away a pair of tickets, 799-1250. I got two more pairs of tickets left. We've gotten three calls. If we get two more calls, you get a pair of tickets to next week's show. We'll be at State Fair Park Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And there's just so many events going on. Not only are you going to get a chance to meet a number of Nary members, but you're going to get a chance to walk around State Fair Park, go to Skills USA, take a look at what some of these great high school kids are doing. You know, you hear all this bad stuff throughout, you know, any of the newscasts, and you pick up the newspaper, and it's all this bad stuff. You want to feel good about where we are? Go see these kids from Skills USA. I sit and watch, not because I know what they're doing, but I watch them and how they work as a team.
Absolutely.
I can identify in about 15 seconds who the team captain is. You know, who's the person
who's
leading
the leader,
that team.
Yep.
And if they've been on the job site before. Because if at 10:15 they take a break, and they go have a coffee or they have
funny,
a lunch
yeah.
pail.
At one school, yeah, I couldn't believe that. All of a sudden it's like 10 o'clock. They're all sitting down having a break. I'm like, Jesus.
These guys have been on the job before.
And also, we're going to break for lunch in 10 minutes. Okay, you sweep up. Our job is, it's just like such hope for the future.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just got a text from Zach.
Okay.
John, he wants to know when you're going to take him trap shooting.
Oh, whenever he wants.
Yeah, because you're real big with the trap shooting.
Oh, I am. I've been on one of the coaches for Marquette High School's trap team since my son was a freshman 6 years ago. So, yeah, anytime you want. I keep trying to get Mike out there.
Yeah.
So, actually, I had Maz's son shot with us for a year.
Speaking of activities for Mike, how are you doing with your contract with the Nary Foundation?
Well, you know what? Not bad. I got to talk to Zach. In fact, I think what I'll do is Zach wants to talk to me about the foundation. And you know what would give us a lot of time to talk if he came and tried to get those mirrors off my wall?
There you go.
Yeah, we'd have a lot of time to talk.
I want to do like a Face Lifetime show or
young
something.
Young Zach, we'd have a lot of time to talk during that time.
But then if you do the hole, you know Debbie's going to want to sponsor that hole then.
Oh, for the golf thing?
Yeah, for the golf.
I thought
you
meant the hole in my wall after he takes all the mirrors off. I'm not letting Debbie. She's not sponsoring that. Again, guys, if you give us a call, 799-1250. Ask a question to John Namey from Namey Construction. You know, we're going to get into 10 things about finishing a basement, and I'm not sure we're going to have time to do that. We'll have to do it next time you come in.
That's not a problem.
You get a 799-1250. Have a question for either John Namey or Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction in Wisconsin. You get a free pair of tickets to next week's show. It's, again, for the show is at State Fair Park. It's February 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's the Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show. And a question to these guys at 799-1250 gets you those tickets. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm just trying to leave something behind.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. I picked that song. Sean Rowe. Trying to leave something behind, man. So, like my mission statement right now.
There you go.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin, and our special in studio guest. He's a really good one, John Namey. Namey Construction. Go to NameyConstruction.com. They're located in Oak Creek. Let me give you the phone number, 414-761-8101. 761-8101. Or better yet, go see him, 1427. Is the booth.
Absolutely.
One of the booths he's going to be at for the show next weekend. We've got about 10 minutes left, and the phone lines are free. So if you've got a question for these guys, either Bingo or John, you get a free pair of tickets to next week's show at State Fair Park, the 15th through the 17th, for the Spring Home Improvement Show. Hey, Bingo, when you guys set up and get ready for this, and John, same question for you. Different feeling from spring to fall just because of the sheer volume of people, correct?
Yes.
Do you spend the whole time there, John?
During the show that's open, I'm there not the entire time. I'm probably there 90% of the time.
Okay.
Typically on a lot of days, like Friday morning, my wife Diane, my beautiful, lovely wife Diane, will
How
go.
How is she doing?
She's doing very good. Well.
I always look forward to seeing her. Yeah. She either comes in with her or I get to see her at the show.
Well, she's always so pleasant. She's never upset. How are you doing?
You know why? Because John's such a great husband. Is that it, John?
It's got to be.
You know, during the break,
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you were talking about you're watching TV, and Diane will say, you're not watching this because what job are you doing?
Exactly. Well, you know, when you own your own business, work is always there. You know, and I'll be sitting on the couch, and I'll have something on TV, and then she'll look at me, and she'll go, what are you working on? Because you're not paying attention to the TV.
Well, you know what Bingo has now? Zach.
Right.
Yeah. He just goes, I'm watching TV. Right. Zach will take care of it.
There you go.
He is. As much as Zach, I got at the WR, at the Rhodey Awards, I got the plaque for being volunteer, President's Award and everything. But it's actually Zach. So what I do is I volunteer Zach for everything.
pretty much.
Oh, I know. I know, because Zach's been to my house after you volunteered him a couple of times. Yeah. He just shakes his head.
Right.
Yeah,
Zach will be at State Fair Park all next week setting up.
he will be. And volunteering, because Bingo told him he's got to volunteer. The other part about the show that I really like is all the different things. Look, you can go there and talk to all the contractors. But as we talked about early in the show, when you're there, there's some entertainment as well. So you can go over and you can watch, Mad Dog and Merrill, or you can go to the Home Solutions stage. And there's just a number of things, the culinary stage, make it or take it, Skills USA competition, as we talked about, number of things that you're going to be able to participate in. Hey, we've only got a short amount of time. Kevin Close. Kevin is calling us from Waukesha. He's got a question. He's just won a pair of tickets to the show coming up next weekend. Kevin, what's going on?
We have a house that was built in the 60s. It's a ranch-style home, and we get some condensation and frost in the corners in the bedrooms, and we're wondering how we should approach that.
Well, that's a tough one. With the ranch homes built in the 60s, they did not have a lot of good airflow and circulation. I live in the same kind of a home, and the corners are always bad areas. As far as condensation is, the best thing I would say is make sure the furniture is away from those corners so that you can get some air circulation in there to take care of that.
Yeah, we've been doing that. We have the aluminum siding over the original siding, and I'm just wondering if there's something that...
What kind of insulation do you have in the attic? Do you have enough insulation in there?
Oh, yeah, we had it blown into, a high R value when we remodeled the kitchen.
When they did that, do you know if they put in air chutes? Because a lot of times the circulation problem can be up there in the attic also. That might be something to look at if you're not... The way the whole process works, you have the soffit ventilation and then the roof vents, and that draws in the cold air from the outside and draws it out to the top of the roof to keep the circulation moving in there. So that might be part of your problem also. Okay. So
sure.
You just have to – you can actually go up in the attic and actually see that. Glenn's talk about that. It does solve a lot of problems. It's like usually something blue or tan color. And yeah, they're a little, they just kind of holds the insulation away from the roof, and they're just stuck on the sides.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, we'll send a pair of tickets out. And when you get to State Fair Park next week, there's a number of guys, including, I know Randy will be there, and he owns a company called S&E Insulation. He'd be a great guy to spend a few minutes with. I would also, Kevin, if you can, take some pictures.
Absolutely.
Take a couple of pictures.
Absolutely.
Bring your phone with you so you can show some of these guys that you're going to talk to what the problem is. So instead of explaining it, if they can see it, I'm sure they'll have some answers for you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Kevin, thanks a lot for the call. And again, we'll send those tickets out on Monday. Guys, not bad.
Nope.
You know what? Some really good questions.
Yeah, we haven't. We've had some very good questions.
All of them.
But I see you got a construction guru in the room.
That's, you know what? I learned.
That name has been taken. You can't call me.
That's right. We got to come up with a new one. Hey, it's interesting that most of the questions were kind of weather related, not the metal roof so much, but that's what happens this time of year when it gets so cold. Things at your house that you just don't expect happen. And it may only happen 5, 6, 7 times a year because it gets so cold. But
it's like it happens to me in my world, right? I'm just the stucco and plaster business. Right, we get that one or two rains every couple of years, really hard rain from the east, because mostly it's always angles from the west. And whenever we get those east rains, it's like that's when they call you up, and that's when they hit you.
And people like me freak out. When you get a drip and you just freak out because – Bingo, the last time that happened years ago, it wasn't a drip. It was a...
it turned out it was a whole kitchen ceiling by the time you got done.
Yeah, it was almost... I could have taken a shower in there.
Well, I had a customer call me, during the really cold weather, same thing. And she had her globe in her bedroom was actually filling up with water, and her pipes froze in the bathroom upstairs.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, Absolutely. So,
how much damage?
There were quite a bit. I just went over there and talked to her, and we're going to get Bingo and his guys out there to repair the plaster ceiling. And
you can do that after Zach comes and takes those mirrors out. So you're second in line.
I have a shotgun. We can take those mirrors down for you.
You know what's funny is when he was like, "Yeah, that's going to be really easy. It's no big deal." And they came over and they were doing a walkway for us in the front.
Sure.
And I said, "You want to look at that?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm telling you." And then he tried to take one out and he said, "Oh, no." And there's a lot of them from the 70s. Well,
they actually use like a tile.
Adhesive them right to the wall. Those things are just, that's amazing.
Yeah, they'll be shattered in pieces.
He went from being kind of cocky, and that's not a big deal.
I'm just
telling you,
though, I think they'd be a good fundraiser. We should do like a live face show from there while
Facebook
you're doing
show.
This.
There you go.
Yeah, you could do that.
Have a pack of Band-Aids or a medic on hand.
Because he said, in fact, he was like, "Look, I'll show you how to do it, and then you can do it yourself." And then he tried to take the first one off, and he said, "Absolutely not."
Yeah, you
got
to have the safety glasses and gloves.
The whole
stuff.
You'll be better off taking the drywall or the plaster behind it all down and redoing it.
Well, and that's what, you know what, maybe that's the deal. Guys, thanks a lot. This has been good, man. Again, Spring Home Improvement Show, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. Had to come on in and see Bingo Emmons. I'll be there. See John Namey. There's going to be a number of NARI people there. And it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of things that you can
do. Everybody there is a NARI member, and they're all, you know, checked out, backgrounds. I mean, they're all good to go.
You bet. If you have any questions or you want to know more about the show, you can go to their website. It is NARIMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. NARIMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. For the four guys that won tickets, we'll get those in Monday's mail. And you'll have them certainly well in time to head over to the show. Again, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. John, it's good to see you. I hope you feel better.
I'm sure I will. Yeah, it's good to see you again, Mike.
Thank you. Bingo, you as well.
Yeah, always a blast to be here.
You got it.
Always fun. Shortest hour of the week.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.